Well, talking of hard times, the Auckland City Mission's concerned about the dramatic rise in the number of people needing the free food parcels it supplies. The centre normally gives out about 40 parcels a month, but City Missioner Paul Bathurst estimates about 100 will have been supplied by the end of this month. He puts it down to the Social Welfare Department cutting back its special needs grant. He joins us on the line now from Auckland. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who are these, the people who need it? Is it people who've got jobs and can't make ends meet? Is it beneficiaries? Who?
It's people across the board, either on benefits or on low income. It's very difficult making ends meet at this present time, given the fact that you need to put aside a fair bit for rent. And then I have in mind that food prices have increased at a greater rate than incomes have. And I think that a lot of families are under stress in finding enough money for food.
Isn't there that special needs grant that the Social Welfare Department have available there?
Well, yes, they do have a special needs grant. But formally, a person who's under stress or in real emergency could go to them and get the equivalent of, say, 6 weeks of the basic benefit. Well, recently they've cut that back to $200 per person per year.
So before you could go back more than once if you needed, you mean?
Yes, yes, you could go back, and as long as you were under the limit, you could gain access to a reasonable kind of income to meet emergencies that you were facing.
Doesn't the tax system and the extra money for families and so on, isn't that enough then in this day and age?
I don't think it is. Most people can handle things more or less okay, but it's when the emergencies crop up, like the vacuum cleaner blowing up or the fridge not working.
Well, how do you get in touch with the people? I mean, how do they hear about what you could offer them?
People call on us and we'll meet them at the door. Basically, people come off the street or are referred to us by social workers or by local agencies.
Where do you get the food from you're able to give?
Well, we buy it, and we have a very good relationship with one of the food stores that provides stuff to top the food parcels up.
You presumably, I mean, your purse isn't presumably limitless. There must come a time when you're going to run out.
Yes, giving food parcels is one of the things that we do, and we do it well. And we are supported by generous supporters. And I'd very much, the day that we'd run out of money to buy food for people would be a very sad day indeed.
Right. Just tell me more again about the sort of people that are coming to you for help, because, all right, we can all sympathise with the idea of the vacuum cleaner blowing up, but the answer, of course, is, well, get out your broom for a few days. You don't
Correct.
Need a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
I mean, what are the cases of hardship?
If I'm on a basic income of around about $300 a month, and I'm putting aside $150 a week for rent, and I've got two or three children, it doesn't take very much to figure out that I can manage more or less okay if things remain relatively stable. But as soon as I get behind with some of my payments, with the electricity or with any higher purchase that I've got, I can very quickly get to the stage where I'm running out of resources to buy food.
Mm. Now, you're in the city, in the centre of Auckland.
We're in the centre of Auckland, yes.
What sort of area are you supplying? Is it people right across the whole of Greater Auckland?
Across the Greater Auckland.
Are there other agencies doing the same sort of thing as you?
There are other agencies in Auckland doing the same thing that we're doing.
And they're finding the same thing, do you think? Do you know?
I believe that they're finding the same thing.
Yeah. Now, this emergency benefit again, let's get back to that. Why has it been cut back, do you know?
It came out in the last budget. The other thing that social workers used to be able to do was to give food vouchers to people, and maybe a family could have a food voucher from a Department of Social Welfare social worker of up to $150, say, and that's another thing that was cut back in the last budget.
Were those things being abused, to your knowledge?
I don't believe that the system was being abused.
Fair enough. Paul Bathurst, thanks for joining us. Paul Bathurst is the Auckland City Missioner, and they're having a drastic increase in the number of people coming to them asking for help with food particularly. It's 8:18.